looking at getting some additional state money to try to match with the funding that we have allocated for this project in the MPO. So the idea is largest university in the state, fourth largest downtown, 14th largest metropolitan area. We need some help putting this project together. That's what we're trying to build here, is some public support that will allow TxDOT Bryan to go to their Austin folks and say, hey, we need some help finishing this project.
And effectively, it's a state university. The traffic is driven by a state university. Therefore, it should be the state that funds it without the cities being impacted.
That's or not impacted to anywhere near the degree that we would be if we had to fund this project ourselves. Yeah.
Okay. What's a ballpark number?
40 to 50 million, the way we're looking at it now. Price could go up. Some of it depends on how aggressive we are with scheduling and some of these enhancements to the design. If you think about, you know, this intersection is going to be there for 50 years. I don't know what 50 years is going to be, but I'm pretty sure that 50 years is going to bring a lot of change to this part of campus and this part of the community. So we're trying to build an interchange that sort of handles the flexibility for that 50 years.
Put that in context, we spent several hours talking about the CIP and figuring out what to do with all of what we had, which was $2.5 million over the next couple of years, right? So very, very large project.
Yeah.
Mayor, I think the solution is to go to those donors for Kyle Field and ask them to help with their parking.
It's like 10% of a Kyle Field project.
Yeah, well,
Chancellor, I think maybe the Chancellor could, you know, throw
I think those of us who live in this community recognize that there are challenges with that intersection on the other 358 days where we don't have football games too.